What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually
today's
free episode.
Ah.
But if you want the bonus episode that went up today as well, you can find that on our Patreon. That's patreon.com/tinymeatgang, and the free episode will be ad-free as well on there. So,
and if not, thanks and enjoy this one. Peace.
Peace.
Everyone is talking shit about being able to see my balls, so, you know, you guys don't get to see anything anymore.
Wait, what do you mean? You're talking shit about your balls?
Well, because I was wearing shorts, open shorts, and people were saying,
I can almost see your ball. First of all, you couldn't because the type of briefs I wear.
Okay.
It's, you know, it's like training briefs.
Yeah, bitch. I wear compression shorts.
All the time.
All the time. Just in case anything goes down.
Stitched together. You know, it's the sausage casing down there.
Yeah.
It's not getting out. It's not going anywhere. You can't see it.
Yeah. No in, no out.
Nothing.
That's what it is. You can't get there. Mm-mm. You can't see it if I wear open shorts. But then if anything goes fucking down, it doesn't pop out when I jump to action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say I have to save someone from a bus or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just from a bus.
Any bus.
A burning bus or just a bus. I have to save someone from a bus.
Oh, no, you're on the city bus. Let me get you off that.
Yeah, and it's already going. And I'm full sprint.
Exactly. Yep.
Nothing's popping out of here.
Nah. It's like a sweet potato sitting in a small boat. You know, it's just, it's hauled in there. It's just.
Well, in a submarine.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
You know? So, or I should say like a sweet potato in a hammock. You know, it's just.
Yeah, in a hammock. Yeah. Or in a some sort of
cocoon.
Cocoon. Some sort of sweet potato case.
So you can't see. Well, anyway, people making all these comments. So now you don't get to see any part of my legs.
Yeah, bitch.
All gone.
You're not even sure if he has legs at this point.
Yeah. I don't know why I saw these and I said, I haven't worn these since tour. Let me just wear these yee ass pants.
Yee!
I wore them twice. I think they're good.
Yeah, Kyle's getting some Copenhagen right now. So we
So
pack some lips.
Cody can be in theme.
Listen, while you're going to go in on the comments, I'm going to say something too. I didn't give my dog literal chicken bones, you fucking idiots. People, I got a million comments. You dude, he's going to die. You can't feed him little sharp bones from a chick. I know. Chicken flavored bones, which is like half the bones out there. They just taste like chicken, but they're dog bones. That's what I give them.
You know what's annoying? When people leave dumbass comments and then you get criticized for saying don't read the comment. No, that's a stupid fucking comment.
Well, I just don't get why people assume the word. Why do they assume that we make the dumbest decisions that we could? Like, if you heard chicken bones, there's two things you could think: bones from a chicken or chicken flavored bones. Why do they always assume that we're doing the worst thing that you can do,
bruh? There's a comment that I've long just tried to ignore. I'm just gonna get it off my chest today. Okay. Back when I was talking about sleep apnea,
this is a deep cut.
Yeah, this is a deep cut.
Okay.
Someone goes, why does Noelle talk about having trouble with sleeping is like a medical thing? Doesn't everyone have trouble sleeping? I wanted to strangle this dude and say, I can't fucking breathe when I sleep, stupid. I'm not just tossing and turning going, oh, I have bad dreams. I can't breathe, dummy. He just completely missed that part.
Yeah.
That I was discussing sleep apnea. He just thought I was saying, I have trouble sleeping at night.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he doesn't know that sleep apnea is a diagnosable.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So are bad dreams, though. I have chronic bad dreams.
Yeah.
The doctor.
Yeah.
Sleep doctor. Looks like you have a bad case of bad dreams.
Uh-oh.
You have a bad case of dreams.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, here, I'll give you something for that. A little warm milk every night.
And if you like, for an extra fee, I can come over and I can kiss you on the forehead. A warm milk, and I'll give you a little. Put you right to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm. That felt good. I had to let that one go.
No, that is, we might as well go in, you know, on the people who support us. We might as well fucking go
Listen,
in on them.
If you, bro, if you are listening to our shit in a factory, or some kind of helicopter, and you miss the point, just don't phrase your dumb comment like a question. Don't phrase it as a definitive statement, you know?
What do you mean?
If you're listening to this while you're working and you miss the point and you rip your phone out, you're like, are you feeding him chicken bones? You'll factor in that you didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah, okay. That I guess that's why I'm pissed. If people were really like, hey, Cody, which some of them definitely were. Some of them said, like, there was a bunch of them. And some of them said, hey, I don't mean to, you know, whatever, but you shouldn't be giving your dog chicken bones because of these reasons and he'll die and whatever. And those people are genuinely just, like, looking out for Chili's health and wellness, right?
Yeah.
Which I'm totally fine with that. But no, I'm not. Because I don't fucking feed my dog raw chicken. Like, what do I think? I'm buying a rotisserie chicken, eating the meat, and then just giving my dog the remains, throwing it on the ground.
People do that,
eat
man.
Up. Yeah, if they're you've got like a pit bull or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
My dog's 8 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I guess, yeah, maybe people do that. I don't know. But that was like the first thing when I was even researching bones to buy him, which you should do before you buy it. I'm a first-time dog owner. I don't know shit, so I Google everything before I do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I was Googling it, the one number one thing is don't buy them rawhide and never give them real bones from like a chicken or whatever.
Yeah. Isn't it kind of crazy that you can just, domesticated animals, this is such a high thought. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You just get the, and let me get that shit real quick. Let me just put that in my house. Bam, you in my house now. It's like,
You're going to learn from me.
From me, yeah. You're going
to
do what
stuff
I like
to do. You're going to do exactly what I want to know. You know, before you were doing your own thing.
Now you do my thing.
I'm going to do my thing. If I have to have a boss, you have to have a boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you buy a cat. I don't understand buying cats.
Yeah, Kelsey wants one.
You just, why? You buy it and it just, it does what it wants to in your house.
Which is kind of tight.
No, that's rude.
It's rude. Yeah, I guess it doesn't give you anything back.
To have your own shit and it just comes through. And all those clips I've seen of cats just sitting on a ledge and pushing shit over.
Yeah, and it's looking, fire right, him. Looking you right in the eye.
Yeah, I'd fire him. Yeah.
You're like, this award, the Shorty Award that you guys won?
Yeah, see ya.
For best podcast?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Later.
Yeah. Oh, hell no, man. Anyway, what's been up? What's the day today? Thursday. We shot something on Monday.
Yes,
we got to hype it up.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great, personally.
When's it coming out?
When is it coming out? When should we drop it? Let's look at this. Let's look at the calendar,
next
bro.
Next week. You love that watch, dude.
I do. I do. I just had to let people know I got an Apple Watch.
Yeah, I charged mine up, too. I wore it on my run the last couple days.
Yeah. I'm killing it.
I love it, too.
I'm
I really
it
do.
All the rings.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
Did you work out today or no?
Nah.
Not yet.
I got confused by our schedule today, so.
What's your ring sitch? Are you trying to conquer them every day?
Nah. I just, when I can.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't try to keep it realistic out the gate.
But when you pan back to the month view, it's pretty satisfying when they're all
and they're all just like, ping, ping, ping,
yeah.
Ping, ping. Damn, I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, yeah, you got to try that. Because then also, like, you're seeing it in the mirror, too.
Yeah.
And then you pan out in the thing, and you're like, I deserve this. I'm going to have an ice cream.
Your Apple Watch starts shaming you. Oh, chunky boy got an ice cream.
I wish it did that.
Your rings go negative.
No, the rings just get, like, fatter.
More work to do. Chunky boy ate ice cream. Speaking of working out, this ain't even really funny, but you know, I was watching something on Instagram. Now my Instagram feed is just filled with 9-year-old boxers. It's so demoralizing.
Why?
Because they're so good.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, well. And by the way, I finally watched, you know, Kyle talking to Khabib. That was way funnier. Khabib's comment to Kyle when he said, oh, I want to fight Jorge Masvidal. The first thing he says is, how old are you? He says, I'm 27. He says, it's too late for this. It was the most, I feel like that one just went under the radar.
Wait, who said that about who?
Khabib said that to Kyle from Nelk.
Oh, okay.
Because Kyle from Nelk was saying, oh, Jorge Masvidal, fuck my
Right. I watched that, yeah.
Yeah. So Khabib says, how old are you? He says, I'm 27. He says, it's too late for this. Maybe with dog. And I thought that was, just I feel like everyone slept on the fact that it's so goddamn that is such a burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Yeah. You need help. You need help to get in a fight.
It's physically impossible
yeah.
for you to win that at this point.
I mean, granted, he's talking about, you know, a pro fighter, but I don't know. I felt like that one. Anyway, so I see all these little kids on my feet, just like.
Yeah.
And so one of them was, this kid was a bit older, but he was doing that neck workout. You know, that head strap where you can put a small plate on it.
Yeah.
You can like lift your.
Yeah, yeah.
This is so dumb. I just pictured some kind of soccer mom class.
Oh, no. Like a Barry's boot. No. Oh, no.
Like a Barry's boot camp, but it's all middle-aged women.
I'm trying to.
And some big-ass dude at the front like, come on! You want to learn to suck that dick? So I'm just going.
What movie?
I want to learn.
What
I want to learn.
Is that an Andy Dick?
Yeah, no.
They're teaching them. How to give head, remember?
Yeah, 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 yeah. That was like a famous.
What the fuck movie is that?
I don't know, but then I definitely remember that one actor with the cucumber. Like he just hard cuts to her blowing the shit out of that thing.
We gotta find that clip.
I remember me and my boy were like,
we gotta find.
That's when we got.
Yo! Yeah,
we were mad young. We got introduced to the idea of the. Like the pepper grinder kind of at that
early
point.
Dude, I was listening to a clip from a David Dobrik podcast. It just popped up on my recommended.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about how like him and his buddies used to have sleepovers where they'd all jerk off, but like they'd find a porn link and they'd all watch it and they'd all go to the bathroom one at a time and jerk off and then come back and his buddies would be like, yeah, fun. He's like, yeah, it was dope. And then the next guy would go jerk off.
Yeah,
I'm like, this is the most little kid shit of all time. Like,
yeah, nah.
No
secret to.
Yes, this is it right here. Just like fucking no social awareness about sex or anything. You're just discovering things. And so like, imagine that just like being normal.
They just got unknowingly. They just created, you know, a little bit of Amsterdam, little slice at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Put in a quarter, go beat off. That's crazy. So would they all like share the laptop?
I don't know. I stopped listening after that. I was like, this is fucking absurd.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
You
children
pause
jerking
it?
Off? No, thank you. I'm all good. I'm all set for this. Thank you.
Pause it. Hey, yo, Sam.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. We could really confuse girls and just be like, yeah, that's what we do. Even now. when we're having boys' nights.
That's what's happening.
I'll just hit the bathroom one at a time.
One at a time.
Spank it.
Yeah. And, you know. We make sure to
poker
wash
nights?
Hands before dapping each other yeah, up. Exactly. Hell yeah. Poker night.
Poker night, yeah.
More like poke a hole in my boxers. All right.
The secret to a good BJ is.
Oh, this was an old school.
I don't care if we're
how did I forget that?
Is it
talking
old
about
school?
Your husband of
yeah.
10 years or just some hot sailor you met at TGI Friday.
We literally can't show this.
I think we can.
It's a couple months.
Oh, ago. It's the wife from Entourage. That's who it is.
Mm.
Who never did
She's
call
hot.
Me back, but did leave me with a little something called herpes, which I...
All right, let's just get to the good part. And they just start...
Yeah, we can't play this. Ah, pause it. Oh, is this it?
Bro, you got to hit this moment. This shit is so funny.
Wait, we're going to get copyrighted for this.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, go on. It wasn't playing music before, though.
Oh, got it.
It's music.
Got it,
yeah, just playing on mute.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. What are we doing? This is no fucking better than David and his friends. It's
so funny
we're talking about that and then this.
No. This is hilarious. Look at the way they're holding it.
Okay.
Like, I love how they're selling the confusion so well. Like how she's just holding that shit like a candle.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like a...
Why are you holding it from the base? Yeah. How would you ever hold a real dick like that? That's
just
from the,
holding it like
in the asshole.
Yeah, just you know, just like a like she's at like a fucking like a car crash vigil or something. Like she's gonna light a bunch of you know candles, right? Like with this one candle. Come on, man.
Oh my god, this is absurd. Oh my god. Just, oh yeah, and he goes, no, 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 too much.
Yeah.
You don't want to be busting the first. What does he say?
Well, we can't. We'll never know.
Fuck,
bro. It's just.
She's like
fucking sucking the shit out of that thing.
Cheeks are going in and out. Oh my god.
That's so funny, man.
I thought she, for some reason, I remember her using two hands, but whatever.
Holy fuck.
I would remember the brown girl out of all of them.
Yeah.
Anyway. Bro, that fuck, I'm sorry, that from the bass handle is killing me, dude.
Oh, well, you got to hold his dick from the back.
He's holding that shit like a grilled cheese or something. Just like, don't trip. Anyways, yeah, so I was just picturing it's a line of these moms, like, their knees just ripping sets.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. You want to last longer or what? Just show your man you got that stamina. Come on.
Show him why he picks you over his secretary.
So, Mom, I'm the secretary. I'm the secretary. I'm the secretary. Ow, ow, fuck, ow, ow, ow. Oh, and then another class of secretaries is walking by, and then they see the moms. Like, are you guys training? Good luck.
Yeah.
And then they have a fucking 45-pound plate hanging from their neck.
You're going to need it.
Yeah, they're just walking. They just flip it over their shoulder.
That woman works for my husband. God damn it.
Three just early 20s girls with plates walking around the gym. Look at those old hags suffering with 10 pounds.
Yeah. That's a new OnlyFans category. Yeah. Neck strength.
Yeah, neck strength. All kinds of girls with traps just fucking looking like a fucking pit bull on all fours in front of the camera. What's good? What are you watching? Nothing.
Nothing.
I was trying to think, what's a crazy OnlyFans type of content we could make?
Excuse me, sorry.
Like, for real, make. Because I just learned recently, there are dudes on there that just post shirtless pics. They just make money off that.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's still sexual.
I know, but what's something like, you know, we could, you know? It's like, you know, like this, like the cooking thing.
Yeah. But, is there anyone that posts content on OnlyFans that's literally not sexual? We've talked about this 5,000 times already, but...
There has to be. We should do that on a bonus. We should deep dive OnlyFans for non-sexual content.
Yeah. All of the people on Patreon are like, just fucking post it there. It's the same thing. Which it
is.
Yeah.
But for everyone listening, that's way more convenient. Now it'll just be in my feed.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, I'm trying to think of a OnlyFans performance name.
We should do Pokemon cards box openings.
Butt ass naked.
Yeah. Oh, we could talk about that. Sorry, keep going. But
yeah.
I
want to
talk
that.
About the
The pay money video. Uh-huh. Yeah. Do that or. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a top. Because
then we
one
can
right
still
now.
Make it sexual. The title could be sexual. Box opening.
Yeah. Yeah. Cracking open your box.
Yeah. Getting in the box.
Yeah. Getting in your magic box.
Yeah.
Hardwood in this baseball box.
Yeah. Finding a Squirtle in your box.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of Pokemon now that have fucking sexual ass names.
Let me see your Bulbasaurs.
Yeah.
Bulbasaurs? That's what
yeah,
was that? Herpes? What
I know,
talking about?
Yeah, that's
That's weird.
Yeah.
Bulbasaurs? I got a flaming
box full of Bulbasaurs.
My Bulbasaur's really flaming up.
There you go. Geeks with HPV.
Yeah.
We can't tonight. Why? Let's just say my box is full of Bulbasaurs.
Ugh. Ugh.
Ooh.
That one
I gotcha. In a bad place. Yeah, that sucked. That sucked. Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know what I thought about?
Let me just say it. let me just say it feels like when I pee, Charmander is in my dick or something like that, you know? Something like that. Little charm. Let me just say it's a little Charmander.
You know,
it's a little
like,
Chardmander.
It's like you go to Greece, right? You go to Greece and you see these statues with these men with little ding-dings.
Yeah.
And you're looking at it like, I don't see the problem. Anyway. impromptu.
Went to buy my wife lingerie the other day. Victoria's Secret. You ever been there? You walk in.
A lot of sexy stuff in there.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm
you
hard.
You know what the secret is? What do I buy? A thong or I see G-strings? I'm like, what is that? My wife already has a sewing kit.
You know what the secret is? The price. Oh, my God.
It's like, and what are you buying?
Dinner cloth?
There's barely any fabric in these things.
There's no way a bra can be worth $60,000.
$60,000.
$60 when it's got the same lace kit as a birthday napkin set. This is anyway. I'm trying to do that.
Anyway, that was the best part. Yeah. That was, you know what? Anyway, yeah, anyway. Anyway, what's next bit? Next bit.
No, fucking. I thought about not me, you know, but just someone could do. They could do 90s boom bap beat making videos on OnlyFans, but butt ass naked. And
okay.
They're hitting NPC pads with their nuts.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Just a nut in each hand, you know? Like you know, like two socks full of quarters.
Yeah, oh, I just, see. Ding. Just oh, hit. Like hit that down. Okay.
All right, now we're going to add some hi-hats.
And then the dick is like hitting a cymbal or something like that.
Yep. And then
that's creative.
Going through samples with the dick.
Solo. That's it. Oh, if yeah. Your mother only knew.
Yeah. All right, cue that up. All right.
Only knew you had a time. You had a home.
It's a woman at work. My God, this is so much talent.
Worth it.
It's a box opening.
Okay.
Shout out to the boy Pay Money, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a fantastic video he made.
I messaged him this, but I was howling.
So funny. So funny. It's so fucking funny to make fun of skeezy dudes like that.
I didn't.
Because everything, like when he just paused it and goes, just hold up. Why is this dude's head so shiny? And you're like, why is it so shiny? And then, dude, I watched it twice, right?
Yeah. Because
the first time I was kind of half watching it. And the second time I really watched it. And like, oh my God, his reactions are just so blatantly obvious what's going through his head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not Pay Money. I mean the guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
On the live stream.
Yeah.
So tell the people the background.
Yeah. So basically Pay Money uncovered more or less that the guy that Logan Paul bought a box set of Pokemon cards. The one that he opened on stream when he had all those viewers and blah, blah, blah. The dude he bought that box set from is like a scammer. And it's crazy how everybody missed that part. The funniest part to me is this dude showed up and pulled the box set out of a Gucci bag.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was ridiculous.
If there's something I never want to see if I'm buying something like that, I don't want the seller to try in any way to be cool.
Yeah.
I want the nerdiest.
Yeah.
The
I want
stinkiest.
The, yeah.
I want someone who seems like they don't go outside.
Yeah.
They eat, breathe, and shit Pokemon. You better have a dusty Pokemonster with tit dirt.
That's what I was going to say. It's the backpack should be a giant Pikachu.
Yeah.
Like that he's zipping open yeah. and he's taking the box
yeah.
out of, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At if there is any backpack.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I want him to come in, head down so I can see his bald spot. And Yeah, and he lumbers over.
Yeah.
And I could smell the Mountain Dew off him. Yeah. And then he goes, took a lot of work to get this one. I'm like, thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Got to wipe Cheez-It dust off the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is thank that? You. Little yeah. bit of, what is that?
And he goes like
that's
this to his hands.
Sweat, sorry.
Actually, no. I feel like a devout Pokemon collector wouldn't do that. They'd be dirty everywhere but the hands. The hands would be gloved up.
Gloved up, yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, that was another thing about like the
oh yeah,
the
he just
this
raw
guy
dogged
clearly
it.
Doesn't give a fuck because like on another stream where he was opening like the rarest box of all time or the most expensive box of all time, he's like, yeah, I forgot sleeves for the cards, so I'm just putting them in plastic bags.
Yeah,
and they're like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
You clearly don't give a fuck about this.
No, no.
So. Anyways, keep going. Now, so he was a scammer.
Sorry, my brain is spiraling now on this stereotype of a Pokemon collector.
What else are you thinking?
Now I'm thinking they're not dirty at all. Because if they care about cars that much, they're probably like their house is like a hospital.
Oh, you know I see what you're saying. Yeah.
They don't want to breathe, yeah. sneeze yeah, yeah. on that. They want to keep that. They probably keep their house at a certain temperature.
Yeah. I don't think it's not like cigars, though. Like they're not that careful about them, I don't think. Like a lot of them just have them on their shelves, like in their rooms.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not like in a safe. They're just sitting there.
Unless you buy from this guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this dude who sold Logan Paul the box set, he's a scammer. He's a known scammer in the community. And during Logan Paul's stream, he's just sort of throwing out valuations of cards that just really aren't real. And Logan Paul is just kind of buying into it, right? He says, oh, man, I pulled this. How much do you think this is going for? He says, oh, man, 20, 30 grand? It's such a huge discrepancy,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
And there are two organizations that grade cards, right?
Yeah.
To determine, you know, the quality, whatever. So this guy goes on to sell a box set to some actual millionaires. What's their channel called? Dumb Money?
Dub Money or something like that.
Yeah. It's a couple guys that have a fuckload of cash and they do YouTube on the side and they have
about investing, how to spend your money. So they get into Pokemon. They know nothing about it.
So they hire
like,
this guy.
This looks like a good investment. Yeah.
Yeah. And they have this atrocious live stream where they do the deal live and the scammer shows up with this box and he goes, oh, you want to open it now? And then they say, yeah, you know, we might as well. And they bring these two Pokemon, you know, collectors who are just all about it. The kinds of guys you want, you know, vetting the cards. And the scammer immediately goes, all right, well, and he just starts telegraphing if this is fake or if this was a scam, typically how they do it. So we're going to find out. Seller's totally good, blah, blah, blah. He's just telling on himself.
Which is like, why would you even bring that up in yeah. that situation?
Yeah.
If you didn't know with 100% certainty that it's about to happen.
Yeah.
If you really believed in yourself and your product, why would you bring that up in that moment?
Yeah.
Like, wait, before we do this, I didn't know we were going to open it. If it is a scam, it's not my fault, all right? It's their fault. So they open it, and sure enough, it's fucking fake.
Voila. Yeah.
And they spent like what, $300,000 on this?
Supposedly.
Box or something like
that? $375,000.
Yeah. And it's fake.
Yeah.
And so the guy, and they're on live stream. So it's really fucking awkward. And the guys are trying not to be like really blaming, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, I'm going to go get a new box. I'm going to call the guy right now. And then he like hops on the phone on the live stream and the guy picks up in like a second. So like the whole conversation was probably fake.
Yeah. Yeah.
He like fakes a phone conversation on the live stream. It is awesome, dude.
Yeah. Get fucked. And then he DMs pay money.
Yeah, let me read this. This is the best part. This is the type of dude this guy is.
Dude,
right?
I went and read...
Or actually, pull it up on the computer.
I went and read some of the comments that he was responding to.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, the salt.
Really?
The salt.
So this is what he said. He Collectibles Guru is the guy's name. He, yeah. DM'd pay money and said, are you the fat YouTuber who goes out of his way to create drama when I'm the one out 55K right now and 225K profit?
Now he's a victim?
Yeah.
Get out of here, man.
Bro, I went to his Instagram.
Oh, he's a dickhead.
God, he's a fucking dickhead.
You gotta look the part to be the part. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I gotta pull up one of these guys' posts. Okay. This is fucking awesome. Oh my God, this is so good. You got to pull this up on there.
Yeah. All right.
Because everyone needs to see this.
Everyone. Honestly, this dude deserves all of this shit. What in the? I'm literally anytime that happens.
The bottom one. Yeah.
I swore I muted this. Anyway. Yeah. This post right here. You have to be a doctor or a lawyer to make dollar signs, laughing emojis. My haters can say whatever they want. The reality is keyboard warriors don't do 375K plus deals with celebrities weekly. Jealousy is an unfortunate thing. Make it drive you hard. Weekly?
That's such a funny flex. Y'all not doing deals with celebs?
Weekly.
Do you guys do deals? How many deals are you doing with celebs, by the way?
Zero, man.
Zero?
Yeah.
I'm doing them weekly.
Oh, wow. Damn.
It's not enough that you're doing $375,000 deals a week. Why with celebs? Like, who gives a fuck? Who cares?
Weekly, homie? This dude going to Johnny Depp's house? Let's come in. I was wondering when you'd arrive. And then he'd fucking, I don't even know this guy's voice. What does this guy sound like?
Sounds like this. No, I don't know. Not
he also
really.
Calls himself the Crypto King.
So he's super into crypto and
Pokemon cards.
Which is like, dude.
Yeah. Come on.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
If there was a like, pick this or like a paint by numbers for you to look like a scammer.
Yeah.
It would be crypto and Pokemon cards.
Bro, his head really is bumpy. Oh, what kind of, he looks like that. There's a whale that has this same head shape. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know enough
beluga?
About.
Beluga? Beluga.
Beluga whale.
Yeah. He looks like. Dude, get the fuck out of here.
That's his head. That is his head, dude.
I feel bad because it's like,
no,
what if he's not
guy.
A scammer? No, he probably is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
This dude, absolutely.
I know.
Scamming.
It could not. The problem is with like commentary videos, you can really paint them the way that you want to paint them. But if I were to watch that live stream.
No, yeah, come on.
Out of context, I'd be like, this guy is trying to scam these
people.
Come
on. Dude, if you're not a scammer, you double down and diss everyone who's calling you out? No, if that's legit, you make a video and you go, hey, or in my opinion, you would naturally, you would be offended that your integrity was in question.
Yeah.
So you'd say, hey, listen.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I bought this fair and square.
Yes,
here's the messages.
Yes, I agree with you. And you also wouldn't DM a dude and call him the fat YouTuber
who starts drama.
That's like the most absurd fucking
dog. That's the most 12-year-old shit. Why are you starting drama, fool?
Why are you starting drama, fatty? Huh? Are you the little fat chunky boy that's starting up drama when I'm doing deals with celebs weekly? I was at fucking Matt Damon's house last week, selling him some Ethereum.
Bro, you don't even know how many Pokemon cards The Rock has.
Oh, yeah.
You thought this was crazy? The Rock's going ape shit on Pokemon cards. I'm about to open a Charizard.
Yeah. I'm at his place bi-monthly doing
dog deals
with him.
You know that post he did where he ripped his gate off and he was like, there's $60,000 in there for me?
Yeah.
Hello? Who do you think that was on the inside of the house?
Yeah.
Waiting to close.
On a holographic Mewtwo.
I'm brokering a deal for him. It's me inside. Okay? I'm doing this on the regular, dog.
Yeah.
this peace gesture, dog. I think that bodes low confidence.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird, I don't know what to do.
What was the Soup Deuce again?
Soup
Deuce was up.
Oh, yeah.
Super. What was that? Soup Deuce. Why was it called Soup?
Because you're
super.
Soup Deuce.
Soup Deuce.
Can't remember why we called it that.
Soup Deuce.
Folks, jog our memories on the Soup Deuce. Oh, yeah, Kyle, bring it.
Yeah.
Awkwafina, you're going to get us canceled, bro.
Why?
It's apparently, yeah. Oh, no, what, no, what it's Dasani. It's Dasani.
Dasani is like the one that everyone hates for some reason.
Yeah.
Why do they hate it?
Because it's...
Kelsey doesn't drink that shit either.
I forget. There's a decent reason why. I don't know. Well,
like a political reason? I think people just don't like the water.
Nah, I thought there was some...
Oh, okay.
Whatever, man. We live in the first world. Human suffering exists across all. Kyle, what's up? I see.
Yeah, so this guy... I guess because... Like, if someone calls you bald, can you call them fat?
Yeah, you're roasting. So we can...
I just thought, I thought it was uncalled for him to be like, are you the fat YouTuber?
Actually, no, that's not true. Like, that's... Because what Pay Money's saying is... It's truly is impressive how shiny your head is.
Yeah. Okay. He does. He must buff his head.
Yeah, I mean, to get that kind of reflection... I don't know what that's like.
Yeah.
Maybe the human skin after just no hair and being exposed to sunlight for that long, maybe just starts to...
Like some oil or something like that? Yeah. I bet you that's true. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? You're live on the podcast. What'd you say?
I said you can call me back.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
We love putting our manager on the spot. Hey, I talked to you really quickly. Yep. And everyone's listening. Good. I'm dropping you.
Sorry. Oh, she's like, sorry. I just wanted to let you know I have awful diarrhea, so I'll be late for the meeting. I'm like, and hundreds of thousands of people just heard that. So anyways, that's the deal with this guy. And you guys go watch Pay Money's video on it.
Yeah.
Come to your own conclusions, but it's really funny. The other thing was that he said to the guy on the phone, in the stream, he said, okay, I'll be there. We're flying to Maryland tomorrow to get a new box or something like that.
Yeah. Then
he's got another one. And then he did a live stream the next day and he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And he was in somewhere. But
yeah.
Kyle, the thing broke.
The thing broke.
If I chose you for the mystery box giveaway, what would you want? New packs or old packs? Comment below to be chosen. And all you have to do is follow the YouTube link and the Instagram link to be considered. See you soon.
He's a scammer because he's capitalizing on all the attention by going, all right, got all these people watching.
Yeah.
I'll just give them a little something.
Yeah. Well, that was the plan, right? Is he wanted to, he was saying the crazy overvaluations of the Pokemon cards on Logan's video so that he could drive attention and like more people will be like, wait, that one card is worth 10 grand when it was worth like four.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of scamming, what's the... Oh,
Bitcoin.
I knew it. Are you still in?
I just did a deal last week with Morgan Freeman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. A Bitcoin deal.
You bought 1,000 Bitcoin off him for 10 cents each?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep, I
weekly.
Did. Yeah. They're weekly. Physical too. I actually have the real coins.
Weekly.
Weekly. I'm doing deals with celebs weekly.
Weekly.
Okay? And they... I'm doing great deals, okay? Many people are saying that they're the best deals ever done with celebs weekly.
I just love how you sound nothing like him.
No, I got the hand movement.
You got the hand, yeah. That's all you need. You should be on SNL, bro.
That's, dude. I've been thinking about applying.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Watch this impression.
Okay.
Dude is hungry.
Okay.
That's me at Shake Shack waiting for my order. Is that one for me?
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's more where that came from.
What else you got? What else you got?
I got, let me see. I can do, okay. I can do Chet Hanks.
Okay. Okay.
Big up, dude.
Stop.
No, that's Chet Hanks.
Okay. Got it. Got
doing
it.
Patois.
Doing a get another dude doing another dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a dude doing another dude.
It's not. Did you see Chet?
First of all, bro, wait. First of all, can we just quickly, very quickly, granted it took almost 3 years, but this is go one time, slap everybody in the fucking face who said, me included, who said Bitcoin's never getting back there.
What?
It's up to 16K.
Yeah, fuck. I wish I didn't sell mine. I bought Ethereum. I sold it all and then bought Ethereum.
What are you up?
Check Ethereum.
You have no clue?
I have no clue. I haven't logged in forever.
I don't even know how to spell Ethereum.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Just found out I'm you're a millionaire.
I'm a fucking millionaire.
Would you buy in at?
I have no idea. Is that 459? Damn.
You idiots, you could have bought it for $11 in January of 2017, and you could be a bazillion up on your money.
Are you still in?
No.
Dang, bro.
Yep, I've been out.
So Biden won.
I guess.
We haven't talked about that yet.
I mean, what is
he won on Saturday, right? It was pretty cool on Saturday. We went out.
I'm just, man.
We were cruising the streets and people were honking and
I'm like
parading.
I'm wondering, I don't know anything about, first of all, before I get another doofus tweeting at us,
stop talking about politics. What are you, a politician now? It's like,
we're watching it too, bozo.
No, but that's another thing. That I wanted to, when at the beginning, I was like, wait, there's another comment that I wanted to talk about. It was that one. It was people being like, well, now Noel and Cody are politicians. It's like, but politics, everyone has always talked about politics.
Yeah.
You should be talking about it.
I mean, what's the big fucking deal?
Exactly.
We're people too, stupid.
Yeah, I know. That's
we see shit and we have feelings.
Yeah, exactly. I guess it's because we have an audience, so then we have to be like, we disclaim at the beginning every single time, we don't know shit, but this is how we feel. And another thing is that, wait, what was it? What was another thing I was going to say? Fuck. Oh, yeah. Someone was like, wow, Cody gets all of his fucking info from CNN, explains a lot. It's like, that was the channel we were watching the thing on. I can't remember the last time I turned on CNN, but that was the only one that we could get on DirecTV or whatever to watch the fucking thing. It's like,
you cannot deny that their production on that was way better than everybody else's.
I mean, it was incredible. The fucking app they were using.
Way better. Way better. Dog, first of all, let's talk about the font choice on Fox News.
Okay.
That shit was terrible.
Was it trash?
It was like food truck menu font.
Really?
It was bad, dude. I couldn't look at it too long.
What am I fucking ordering a burrito now?
It pissed me off, man. I was like, what is this? It was bad.
Huh.
The lighting was terrible. Same with ABC. Both those studios, it was so bright.
Hmm.
I felt like I was watching a makeup tutorial, like some like beauty gurus video. Yeah. Like, it's way too much light.
Yeah,
that's why I can't watch those videos.
Yeah,
it's just too much.
Yeah,
everyone had their own ring light. Shit was bad. PBS was crazy.
PBS. Did you go to all of them?
No, my boy was watching PBS and he was sending me pictures. They had straight up WWE create a character people on there. Okay, and I'm not trying to be, you know, shitting on people's appearance, but genuinely, these are some of the strangest looking people I've seen in my entire life.
Okay,
like there was this dude on there with a lip ring and huge fucking eyebrows.
Like one of the reporters?
I don't know what he was doing. He was a pundit of some kind.
Okay.
Well, this guy walked straight out of a metal shop into the studio. He had a lab coat on. Everything about the people on the show was off. It was crazy.
CNN had that slick app where like they were touching shit and it was zooming in and zooming out. They could go back in time, and then if he ever got too deep, you just hit the CNN logo on the bottom and it all just resets back to zero. I was like, that's fucking, as a person who made apps, this is my wet dream.
Bro,
looking
I'm
at this app. It's so slick.
I'm going to get flamed up for this, but you can't deny it. You know the only other show with a set on par with CNN?
Tiny Meeking podcast.
InfoWars.
InfoWars, yeah. Yeah.
You cannot deny Alex Jones has a dope ass set.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Motherfuckers could learn a thing or
really?
Two from that set. That set is nice.
Hop on the website right now. We're going to get canceled for this, dude.
Oh, fuck God. We're talking about the set. We're not talking about his opinions or any of that shit. That set is fire, dog.
Yeah, that's fire.
Dude, all the screens, you should see when they cut to the wides. The lighting is balanced. Like, Alex looks good. The lighting on the desk and everything doesn't take away from him. You know what I mean?
So how do you find people, like, because everyone that works for him has to, like, believe in him a little bit. right?
Yeah, they're not.
Or are they just like, this is a paycheck?
Bro, they're not hard to find.
I'm just saying, for someone as extreme as him, like, for some, like, there's a moral qualm to working for him.
I don't think that's how it starts. I think it's, I think it's how anything else goes. I remember watching an InfoWars documentary in college. I didn't know who Alex Jones was. I remember watching it and thinking, oh man, this is kind of crazy. Okay. I kind of like this. Mm. I think that's how it starts.
Gotcha.
And then you look up who Alex is and you go, all right, yeah, I don't agree with everything, but you know, he makes some valid points. I think that's everybody.
Okay, I got it.
I think that's the average person. I mean, yeah, but he makes some good points.
Yeah.
You can't deny, dude. Bilderberg Group, you heard of it?
Yeah.
Kind of sus, man.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if he was an idiot, how would he know about this then?
Right.
You might be crazy, but I think that's, you know. You can't deny him, bro. He's got a good set. So anyway, you know.
So yeah. Yeah, I did watch it on CNN because of the app. It was just because of the app. And also the dude was a hustler, man. That guy was nonstop. He slept like 4 hours in 6 days or something like that.
Yeah.
Beast.
Yeah.
He was great too.
He was in there. In that thing.
There's no silence on that. It's speaking constantly.
All day.
There is no blank space. My God. Can't imagine that. My brain would melt. I can barely do an hour right now.
I think I was looking at that thinking all the way until, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning, these pundits got to just be up there going, saying the same shit over and over and over.
Yeah.
They had Rick Santorum on there. They're trying to get him to just, you know, pick a side, and he's just going to, that's not what I said. That's what all he did for 10 hours. That's not what I said. Well, if you heard me at the beginning,
he was on there for 10 hours?
He was, I don't know, long Dang. Ass time. You know he knew he was in it for a while because there was that picture going around of him with Converse on behind the desk.
Okay.
He strapped in. He was like, wow, I'm business
comfort,
up here.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to be in this bitch for a while. Just whoop, whoop. That's all he was doing. Well, if you heard what I said,
that was the CNN guy. But don't jump to any conclusion. It's still long from over, like all the way till 5 minutes from it actually being over.
Someone needs to do a hypercut of all political pundits doing stutters. Hold on. I bet you, I will hedge that in a day, there's more of that than there is this like actual,
yeah.
Or it's on par.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it's more, but I'm gonna say.
But that's what the CNN guy didn't stutter.
See, that's crazy.
I don't think he did. Maybe you're right. Maybe he was kind of. But he would go but wait, it's not. It's long from over. We still got a lot to go in this. Also, having all the counties of every state memorized, dude.
I realized so there people started getting on Twitter saying that he was attractive. So okay. I'm starting to have a crush on him. And at first I was thinking, what? But now I know why. To have that much memory,
mm-hmm.
I could see all the ladies being like, oh my
God. Yeah.
There's so much he'd remember about like
our relationship.
Yeah. My husband can't remember a thing. Look at this man. Every county. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And they start like, start falling deeper. I grew up there. He's talking about where I grew up. Isn't that special, honey? He's like, what? Where did you grow up? See?
Yep.
Look at him.
Yep.
Every single county. He knows those numbers.
Yeah.
The fuck did I do to you? Husband's sitting there getting badgered. What the fuck did I do?
Yeah. That's good.
Holy shit. Anyway, yeah. I don't know anything by anything, so I'm just wondering, is there anything Trump can do in a court?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Because I see right-wing Twitter accounts that are like, it's Trump will still be president. Yeah, and then I see left-wing people being like, give it up, man. This is sad. And I don't know. I don't know. But at this point, it kind of seems like Biden's president, which is dope. And it's...
I
feel like everyone has like hope, you know?
It's
like some positivity.
No, I'm glad he's in there so we can just go back to clowning him.
Yeah. Biden?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite tweet out of the whole thing was someone tweeted, "Wholesome racism is back."
You see Tim Dillon tweeted, he said, "Can someone please tell Biden that he ran for president and won?"
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I think all politicians are bad people. I don't think a single one of them is a good person.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know. Whatever.
Let's watch this Addison Rae Tony Hawk thing. Okay. The reason why I brought this up is because I don't know. Sometimes this is all in basically to promote his charity, right? So yeah. Can't make fun of it too much, right? Because he's just trying to get the word out about his charity.
Tony's a good dude.
Oh, absolutely. He's an incredible guy, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes there's just this weird, like, you know, like forced sort of like Frankenstein brand deal slash
that's all of
collab
it.
That like these huge influencers, their managers get them or their agents are like, you want to meet Tony Hawk? He's got this thing. And I think it would be great for to put you guys in a room together and do a YouTube video. But it's not really thought out. And
yeah.
And so this is one of those. And I just watched this and I was just like, the fucking 12-year-old boy in me right now is just screaming, seething that she gets to fucking meet Tony Hawk.
Yeah, and you...
And none of us got to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bruh, do you think... I posed this question on Twitch, but do you think this is another instance of MagCon? Or do you think all these big TikTok, you know, personalities will be around for a while?
It seems like they're making... It seems like they're all making, like... Because I kind of feel like the industry now has matured enough to make these people last a long time. Like, they're making moves. All of them are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're making serious moves. Whereas, like, the MagCon guys, I guess, they toured.
But, yeah, they didn't do much.
No one was behind them trying to make something that lasted. Everyone behind them was trying to get cash right now before
it's true, yeah.
they fizzled out in a year, because that's the way the industry worked.
Yeah.
Like, but I actually think like this might be the first generation that actually like sticks around without like having to do that much.
They'll definitely be around on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway.
By the way, if I was her and if I was Addison, I would do this too. I'm just saying, like, the whole thing just kind of he like gifts like this Chipotle skateboard to her, and it's like, wait, is this a brand deal or is this sponsored?
Yeah.
I have no idea what you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, this to me is just This is marketing wet dream content, you know? Just,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to put the brand in here. We put the brand in here.
Yeah.
We just put that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had fucking brand deals like that before where they're like, yeah, you just tweet this, but mention this brand and also that this is in collaboration with them. And I'm like, no one's going to know what this means or who's involved or like.
The few times I've had to do that, I've always committed to, if I have to do an ad, I'm going to put the line, this is a fucking hashtag ad.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
This is a fucking ad.
Yeah, just.
Yep, it's an ad.
It's an ad, folks. But that being said, I don't think this is an ad. That's what I'm saying. I think it's all to promote his charity, but.
I'm here.
It literally says, you know,
bruh, for all the moves and shit they're making, can you guys get some laughs?
Oh, yeah.
Get a lav mic. It is $200, you cheap, phony assholes. Get a lav. Costs you nothing. You're making so much money. You can't respect everyone with fucking decent audio?
No, but no one gives a fuck about audio. We do, but no one else cares.
Yeah, because we have tinnitus and we're old.
I think that's what it is. I think we're just fucking old. Because every time I hear even a little bit of reverb now, I'm like, ah!
Do you get ringing in your ears?
No, I don't.
Yeah,
and I don't got the tidness yet. It's probably coming.
The tidness coming on me. Coming on me.
It's getting worse?
Tidness giving me that facial.
Really?
I'm starting to wake up in the middle of the night and I just hear, I'm like, oh yeah, that's you, baby.
Actually, that was happening. Then we found out it was like in the pipes.
Oh, nice.
We just got to turn on the tap and back off and then it went away.
You went and got fucking cochlear hearing aids and you're like, I still hear it. Oh, it's a pipe. Yeah, nah. That's so funny, dog. You thought of
I woke up and I was like, oh my God, no. The tidness.
Man, it's crazy when the tidness hits, dude. The tidness.
The tidness hits. Tidness. Man, when the tidness hit, you'd be like,
am I deaf? That shit is so, I'm used to it now, but in the beginning, it was so scary. I'd just be having a normal conversation. Like, yeah. And then just the right ear, she's like, whoop. I'm like,
oh, so it goes like a little bit deaf too. Like
yeah, mute. You can't hear. She's like, and I need to actually get that shit worked out.
Yeah, just Q-tip it, man. You'll be fine. Just
fucking jam it in there.
Touching just your brain, just
making it worse. It's the wax, dude. Just, that's why it's happening.
You're just sticking it in this ear, and this ear squirting blood.
Anyway.
We might get copyrighted for this.
So we got to watch this shit on mute?
No, I mean, like, we don't even have to watch it. I more wanted to bring it up. Just like, fuck! I want to do this! I ate dinner beside him before at, like, four tables down, and I looked over, and I've never been that starstruck in my entire life. You know, the every feeling of, like, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, and all the time I spent skateboarding, all just, like, rushed into me at one time, and I just came.
Addison...
But I guess she skateboards, maybe. Maybe they just made that up for the thing, but she like tries to ollie and sort of works. There, see Chipotle.
Addison Rae skateboard.
And she gets to go to, this is the barracks too, right?
Yep.
Fuck, man.
There's so many like young dudes that like want to skate the barracks that are like, are you joking me?
That's what I'm saying.
Are you joking me, saying. Dude? Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. Like.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I guess like he's trying to spread the sport to girls too.
Yeah, which is dope.
Which is commendable, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it's a good thing that, you know, there's a lot of young kids that watch what she does. So I think this is all right.
Yeah.
This is okay. Yeah. I get what you mean though, where it seems like one of those things where you're like, there are a lot of people that are deserving of this. But I think you could find some positivity in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. I totally agree.
The thing is, you know, you can't clown them too bad because Addison didn't, none of these kids asked for this shit. It just happened to them.
Yeah,
you
know I know.
I
mean?
Yeah, you can't be too mad at him. What you can't be mad at is the 1% house, though.
Yeah. And dude, we're gonna watch some shit on the bonus.
Oh yeah. The what do they call it? This is the fucking. You know it. Come on, bro.
The TikTok house, the Wave House, right?
Wave House. Yeah.
So this is a Vice documentary about the Wave House. And the content that they make and how they make it. And it's 10 minutes long. We're going to watch it in the bonus. And I'm really fucking excited. I'm really pumped for this.
Are we going in the bonus now?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
But any...
any what?
Any housekeeping we got to do? Anything? Don't leave comments about the chicken bone thing anymore.
Nah, leave hella chicken bone comments. Turn the comments into a shit show. Be mad about the chicken bones and the politics and just... Ah, rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. Just the chicken and the bone emoji.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Here's dog killer Cody. CNN, more like Cody and Noel know nothing.
Nice. That was good. That was good. I like that.
More like Cody and Noel numb nuts.
More like Cody and Noel know... Nuh-uh.
More like Cody and Noel. No.
More like Cody and Noel never watching this podcast
again, dude.
If you keep talking politics and chicken bones.
Fox, more like fucking on ecstasy. Yeah, Cody and Noel, nah. That's a CNN.
Cody and Noel, nah.
Yeah, that's a CNN.
PBS? Pew Bush Scabies.
Nice. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. Pissing briskly. Sorta. Pissing big Siemens. Pissing big Siemens.
No, PBS is personal beef sandwich.
All right. Yeah. Can I get a PBS? Yep.
This is stupid.
All right, guys. See you in the bone zone when we rip on the fucking Wave House.
See you in the bonus.